is the monthly report for Aid Northwest. Aid Northwest is Advocates for Immigrants in Detention Northwest. Aid Northwest supports immigrants in detention and when released from the Northwest ICE Processing Center in Tacoma through welcoming services focused on transitional support and connection to vital resources for resettlement. This is the report for Advocates for Immigrants in Detention Northwest for the month of March 2022. In March, Aid Northwest provided services to a total of 95 immigrant detainees released from the Northwest ICE Processing Center in Tacoma from 18 countries. Those that remained in the detention center were assisted through 132 letters, 29 letters that included a modest money order, and 69 were provided telephone calling credit. There were 10 guests in the hospitality house, 90 coats were given out, 44 welcome backpacks handed out, and 85 transportation trips. The volunteer hours totaled 878¾ hours. Thank you to the many groups and individuals who answered our call to feed our Welcome Center guests. All of our guests now have generously stuffed sack meals to accompany their overnight journeys to destinations across the U.S. 18 faith and service organizations and 16 individuals responded to a request to donate, assemble, and deliver sack meals to the Welcome Center. We've recruited them for other hands-on projects to help our friends inside the Northwest Detention Center. What an incredibly generous community. The following piece is Pedro Daniel Morel Ovalles speaking about his experience with Aid Northwest and the Hospitality House.
En estos momentos, infinitamente agradecido y lleno de mucha felicidad, de todo corazón agradeciendo a esas personas maravillosas que Dios ha puesto en mi camino, como el gran ángel, la señora Blanca Malpartida Girard, quien de todo corazón y con ayuda de más personas han logrado que yo consiga mi libertad en este día maravilloso. También de todo corazón agradecerle a esa persona que ha donado mi boleto de avión para reencontrarme nuevamente junto a mi esposa, después de un largo tiempo y un largo y difícil proceso por el cual he atravesado. También de todo corazón en estos momentos, con mucho agradecimiento a la señora Débora Cruz, quien me ha ofrecido en esto aquí, ahora donde me encuentro, en la casa de bienvenida de Northwest, y a su asistente Franklin Mercado, quien ha sido una persona muy maravillosa y me ha tratado de la mejor manera. De todo corazón, inspirado con mucho amor, quiero dar las gracias a todos ustedes, personas maravillosas, por su ayuda y su gracia en estos momentos, compartiendo mi felicidad con ustedes. De todo corazón, gracias.
Not a Spanish speaker? This is what he said. I left Venezuela on the 21st of December in 2021, and I entered the United States on the 25th of the same month, where I endured a difficult and complicated process of detention. These haven't been the best days of my life. At this moment, I find myself very grateful with all of the wonderful people who have helped me. Their grace is like that of an angel that God has placed in my life. Blanca Malpartida Girard, who has helped me and others as well with love and grace. In these moments, I find myself liberated and awaiting to be reunited once again with my wife. I am also thankful to the person who donated the plane ticket for my trip. I am also very thankful to Deborah Cruz and her assistant, Franklin Mercado, who have both helped me in these moments. They gave me a place to stay here in the house and have given me all of their help. I am very thankful, and eternally I will be full of joy because of this wonderful moment. That was from Pedro Daniel Mora Ovalles.
Thank you for joining us. I'm here today with Jess DeSimas.
And she is a wonderful volunteer with Aid Northwest. So Jess, how did you get involved with Aid Northwest?
Hi, thank you so much for having me. You know, it was sort of a serendipitous encounter for me. I had finally had time in my life to donate, and philanthropy has always been something that has been near and dear to my heart, as I was a Peace Corps volunteer in the past and was on boards with the country that I was in within the states to kind of make sure that we were translating and supporting Malawi in the states. And so, and then I had kids and all of that sort of went to the wayside. And finally, my kids are at the stage where I have time. And I was scrolling through Twitter, one of my down moments, and one of the gals that I follow had mentioned that there was a volunteer opportunity with the organization that she works with, which was Aid Northwest. That's Naomi Tomke. She had mentioned that they're, you know, based in Tacoma, which was amazing, because I feel like a lot of philanthropy organizations or volunteer organizations were based in Seattle, and I'm in Gig Harbor. The commute a lot of times just instantly aces me out of those opportunities. So I went with bells on to Deborah and filled out the application right away. And I think within a week or a week and a half, I was volunteering at the Welcome Center.
Oh, wow. That was quick.
Yeah, it was super quick. It was super, they needed volunteers. And it was one of those situations where I really needed it in my life as well. Like I said, it was really a serendipitous encounter for both of us, I guess. And I have been with Aid Northwest for about 2 years. And have worked mainly in the Welcome Center. Recently, I have joined a subcommittee with Patty Kilpatrick to really focus on a publicity project, working with a professional publicist out of California who's working pro bono with us, as well as organizing some students from St. Martin's University in Olympia who are going to work with you at Tacoma Radio, as well as work with us with social media, blog posts, just really trying to generate more of a consistent, concise, engaging presence online, which is so important, yeah, as you know, today.
That's an amazing opportunity.
It's amazing. And it's so fun to get to work with students because they're just full of ideas and life. And it just, it's such a cool, refreshing project to be part of. So I'm really enjoying it. I still work at the Welcome Center. So those sort of, that's what I do the most. The Welcome Center is my favorite, actually getting to interact and see, you know, the guests, immigrants come out, and it's just so, so welcoming. It's just so gratifying to see the smiles on their faces and hear, you know, secondhand the conversations that they have with their parents or family members on the other side of the world. And I've seen more than once FaceTimes that they actually have to prove that they're on land in America. So they show, you know, the grass and the cement, and it's just so amazing.
My gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of tears, lots of smiles, lots of laughter.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's such an amazing experience because, you know, how else are these people going to be welcomed when they get out of there?
Oh, I mean, I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine, especially where the detention center is. I mean, it's in the middle of nowhere in Tacoma, and to try to navigate, I mean, don't underestimate these people. That's for sure. They are, their tenacity is far beyond anything I'm sure I ever have. And I'm sure that they could get themselves out of there. But I mean, what a, joy it is to bring them a little relief to help them on their way. There's some, you know, sometimes there is not a place for them to go. And thankfully, Aid Northwest has the hospitality house that we can provide to them for a short stay. We've got amazing PDAN volunteers who have volunteered their time to drive to the airport or to the bus station or to the train station, whether if that's needed. We volunteer with World Relief, who staffs the Welcome Centers on Fridays, and they have been an amazing partner in helping these immigrants get housing if they need it, documents if they need it, initial jobs. It's really the support that World Relief has provided for us and the immigrants is really phenomenal.
It takes a lot of people to run this.
It takes a lot of people. It's, I was lucky enough to be part of the release. It was last spring, summer, when we had 59 releases in one day, and it was,
oh my,
amazing. And thankfully we had a handful of volunteers that really, they have their heart and soul in this. And we were able to process everyone. I think Deborah and I closed up around 1:30, 1:45 in the morning, but it was like, it was the best feeling to have been able to assist so many people. And really, that's my favorite part is, you know, like I had mentioned before, getting to see the smiles. There was one gentleman, it was one of my very first shifts at the Welcome Center. And they had a family that was coming up from just south of Portland, and they hadn't seen their brother, uncle for, I think it was 4 or 5 years. And they had driven up, and there was just people piling out of this car. It was just like, it was like a clown car. It was just like, I couldn't believe they had that many people and they're going to flip one more in. But the tears and the embraces and the, I was in tears. It was just, I was like, this is it. This is why I am doing this. You know, obviously immigration is so historically important for our country, and it still remains such a significant importance to us all. And, you know, to be able to be part of a chain in the cog of it is just kind of a fun, really gratifying, rewarding volunteer position.
Wow. Well, I can't think of anything more important for these people who want to be here.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, it's one of the hardest things for me is I realize that there is truly quite a hill that they have to climb after they leave us. The bureaucracy and the time and the support that they're going to need in order to wait out the immigration system is significant. And that's kind of hard for me because I don't really believe that they know that, like, the hill that they have to climb ahead of them.
Right.
You know, so that is kind of one of the harder things is just to know that this is such a beautiful moment, but this is just the beginning of their work. And to try to navigate the system is difficult and confusing. And there are some lovely pro bono lawyers that help, that visit the Welcome Center and have some of these people under their supervision as well, which is really nice. So I know that sometimes they have a leg up in the process, which is really nice. So that is also nice to witness. When I was in Malawi, everyone was like, I want to be in America, and I'd love to be in America. How do I get to America? And my director, my Peace Corps director, she actually was educated, I believe it was Howard University, and she said she lost like most of her hair the first year, because it was just so much. It was just too stressful. And I just hope that it's not too idealized, right? That there isn't just too much of a hustle and a burden. It's fast. The United States, America is fast. And so, and a lot of the rest of the world isn't quite so fast. So I just hope that that's also something that they realize that they're getting into, right?
It's
a lot of unknowns.
Yeah. Cause, from what I've read, the pathway to citizenship is very convoluted and it's very time consuming.
Oh, it's tremendous. It's tremendous. And even just to get a work permit is months and months and months, if not years. And so during that time, you have to have, you know, a financial support, whether it be a friend, a family member, But, you know, and more and more immigrants are well-educated when they arrive. Mm-hmm. I think I read that there was just like, was a significant, like 45-48% of immigrants who were over 25 years of age had graduate degrees. It's tremendous. And there's so much great literature. There's the Bush Library in Dallas has a lot of their focus is immigration. They have a lot of great white papers to read. Center for Equality and Justice at University of Kansas has great, great literature you can read. So it's been fun for me to educate myself because it's so complex. And, yes. And when you really realize the importance and the necessity that we have in the United States for immigrants, it's really phenomenal. It's not that it's just like a nice to do, you know, that we have immigrants. It's the fabric of the United States. It's so essential for our economy. It's really dig into it. There's so much more to it than, you know, what people see on the news flashes.
Well, that's been our history.
Right.
But St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow. And, you know, it celebrates all of this amazing number of Irish that came over here because of their famine and everything.
Right.
But they contributed so much. And it's the same way with every immigrant group that's come over. It's just improved our country.
Oh, tremendously. It's truly the foundation of our country. And it's just, I mean, it's woven into so much of who we are, what we eat, how we do things, that people don't realize how essential and important it is to have all different people in the United States. But I don't know. I love it. I couldn't speak more highly of the organization. We really tried to connect and make sure that the immigrants are sent well on their way with food and petty cash if they need it. A lot of times we are able to book flights with financial help from their families, get them with boarding passes and straight to SeaTac in the shift of 3 to 7 o'clock. So it's really exciting to send these wonderful people on their way to get to see family. Some, you know, it's exciting to see some that are going to surprise their mom. You know, I'm walking in. Can you imagine? I mean, it's just so cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's been really, really rewarding. I mean, it's such an honor and a gift to be able to volunteer.
So how can people become involved in this amazing organization?
Yeah, so the best way would be to go online. aidnorthwest.org is the best way. That is our website. Like I said earlier, we are going to be updating that, including more blog posts with immigrant stories, with volunteer stories. But there is also a application on there that is embedded that you are able to fill out and sign and send in. That's probably the best way. You're always welcome to call as well. There's a telephone number on the website. You can also follow us on Instagram, Aid Northwest Tacoma, and on Facebook. Those are the best ways. Yeah.
So there's all sorts of ways people can connect and get involved.
Yeah, there is. And we really need people of all ages and all backgrounds and expertise. So if it's something that you have even the slightest bit of interest in, please just look us up.
Well, thank you so much. This has been wonderful.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Have a great day.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Awareness is a critical part of the work of Aid Northwest. Our speakers group is currently presenting via Zoom to churches, synagogues, temples, mosques, service clubs, schools, and others who might be interested in learning about immigration, detention, the Northwest ICE Processing Center, and the work of Aid Northwest. If you would like a presentation, please contact dcruz@aidnorthwest.org. That's dcruz@aidnorthwest.org. Oh, Have you always had aspirations to be a radio broadcaster? Well, this is your chance to be the announcer for the Aid Northwest Monthly Reports. Please contact Louisa Beal at ktahfm@gmail.com. Our next community meeting is May 19th, 2022 at 9:30 a.m. This will be Aid Northwest's annual meeting, and Miguel Hueva Estrella, community organizer for Colectiva Legal de Pueblo, will be our guest speaker. You can register now for our next community meeting. Email us at officevolunteer@aidnorthwest.org. Again, that is officevolunteer@aidnorthwest.org. Aid Northwest is financed 100% through donations from individuals and private organizations. Aid Northwest relies on the over 200 volunteers, a small paid staff, and is only possible because of the many generous donors. Please visit our website for donation information. Financial donations, as well as donations of food, clothing, and backpacks, are gratefully accepted. There are many volunteer opportunities, from assisting at the Welcome Center, supporting immigrants while in detention, to serving on a committee. You can learn more at the website aidnorthwest.org. That is aidnw.org. You can email us at officevolunteer@aidnorthwest.org. Aid Northwest, supporting immigrants with dignity while in detention and upon release. Thank you.